Another cough. More footfalls. Now he was certain that he heard the whisper of muffled voices. Someone was following him. There was no longer any doubt. Two people or more. Frosted grit scraping beneath approaching feet. He turned and hurried forward into the obscurity of the alleyway ahead of him until suddenly the wall opened up to his right, where tall gates stood ajar. They led into a large, overgrown garden. The shapes of trees and long grass were just visible in the starlight before the shadow of a large house that loomed out of the night swallowed them up. Enzo slipped between the gates and into the garden. He could feel the frosted grass soaking his trousers from the knee down, and he waded through it as through water, certain that if he could reach the shadow of the trees, he could crouch amongst them, hidden from his pursuers until they gave up the search.
"Hey!"
he heard a man's voice shout, and, startled, he began to run. The cold seemed to travel from his feet, through his legs, into his very soul, where fear closed icy fingers around his heart. It could only be Kerjean, and perhaps a couple of cronies, intent on dishing out a physical warning, doing him a little damage. Or worse. The man had been following him earlier in the day, and Enzo cursed his foolishness in straying away from the safety of the light. Something caught and tore his trousers, causing him to stumble and fall to his knees. He felt thorns tearing through the skin of his calves. But the sound of Kerjean and friends wading through the tall grass in his wake got him quickly to his feet, and he sprinted for the far side of the garden where the shadow of the house mired it in darkness. But now something cold and wet wrapped itself around him, a rope cutting into his arm, spinning him around and pitching him forward. He was helplessly entangled in unseen fabric, clinging and chillingly slimy. He could smell damp and decay, something rotting and rotten. There was a loud tearing sound, and from being semi-suspended he was dumped suddenly through the long grass to the hard frosted earth below. It knocked all the breath from his lungs. He tried to get up, but couldn't, as if trapped in a giant, sticky spider's web. He could hear the swish, swish of legs running through the grass toward him, breath rasping in the night, and suddenly he was blinded by several flashlights catching him full in their glare, and he raised an arm to shade his eyes. He heard laughter, a woman's voice, a man's, and what sounded like a child.